Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very first Mishnah's Masechah Sanhedrin, and just like we're starting this Masechah together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnah's together. And today's Mishnah's are being learned b'schos Esor Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zechet Avan Josevi Gahagon b'karav Mamesh. And the beginning of this Masechah discusses Batei Dinim. As we know, the term for Jewish court is a Bez Din, and the smallest Bez Din we're going to see is three Dayanim. After this, there's a Bez Din of 23 judges called Sanhedrin Ketana. This can judge capital cases, and finally, Sanhedrin Gedoyla is a great Sanhedrin of 71 Dayanim, which besides for being the final word on all halachas pertinent to the nation, they also judge the most chamor of all issues that might arise, such as a false navi or an entire city that serves avodah zarah, among other things as well. Now, this masechta as well, we're going to learn what type of cases each bezin can adjudicate, what relationship edim, witnesses, have to din Torah, and what type of punishments the bezin can mete out. So the Mishnah tells us, dinamanus v'shloisha, monetary matters are judged with three dayanim. This is specifically referring to something called haidayus and alvayus. Haidayus refers to edim testifying that they heard the borrower admit that he owes money, and alvayus refers to just regular cases of loans where edim testify that they saw the loan. This actually does not need mumchen. It doesn't need expert dayanim. It can be done by three hedyotas, three regular people that are simply knowledgeable in these halachas. However, in the rest of the Mishnah, when we say three, it's referring to dayanim that are mumchen, they're experts. So the Mishnah continues. Gzeilas v'chavalos b'shloisha, cases of theft and chavalos, which are bodily damage, that requires three dayanim. Nezek v'chatzi nezek, tashlum kevel, tashlum arba v'chamisha b'shloisha, damages and half damages that have to be paid, double payment, which is when a ganav steals something, tashlum arba v'chamisha is when a ganav steals a shor or a set, an ox or a sheep, and shechts it or sells it, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the animal that he stole. All these cases need three dayanim. Ha'ainis v'amafata, when a man violates a woman or he seduces her, in both these situations, he has to pay 50 kesef. Amaitzi shemra, or if a man gets married and then claims that his wife was not a basula and that she was mizana when they were still engaged, all these cases b'shloisha require three dayanim. That's what Meir says. Or Zacham argue on the last one, maitzi shemra be'es m'shloisha, a case of maitzi shemra requires 23 dayanim m'nei shesh b'dinin nefashos, because this could be a capital case. If she really was Mizana when she was engaged, then she would be killed, and we know that Din Nefashos requires 23 judges. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Makos B'Shloisha, a situation in which the person might get Malkus, he might get 39 lashes, that requires 3 Dayanim, Mishmer Mishmol, Amru, the name of Mishmol, they said, Be'asim B'Shloisha, there needs to be 23 judges for such a thing, because Makos, in a way, is considered like Misa. Another Din, Ibra Chadish B'Shloisha, extending the month, this is really just referring to Kiddush HaChadesh, when Bezin sits down to establish that right now is Shosh Chadesh, that requires 3 judges, Ibra Hashanah B'Shloisha, extending the year requires 3 judges, meaning if we're going to have another month in Ibriyar, in extra Adar, that needs 3 judges. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir says, which from Shem Gamliel, where he tells us, B'shlosh Maschilin, they start discussing Ibra Hashanah with 3 Dayanim, U'b'chamisha Noisim V'noisnin, they continue discussing with 5, V'gayrin B'sheva, and they conclude with 7 judges, V'mkarim B'shlosha Me'ubaris. But if they concluded all their discussions of whether or not to extend the year, adding an extra month, with only 3 Dayanim, then it's okay, it is Me'ubaris, even according to Shem Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, discussing more about the Dinim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.